T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
To me, they're all on the same level. They all take equal share and responsibility for the win. Some have a bad day, some have a good
Jada's
day.
Jada's on the same level as Marcus Smart?
Yes, oh. I do think he is.
Sometimes you say stuff and you realize you say it, you're like, damn, man,
Jada's smart. He Lou knows I'm going to do it, too.
We talked to Patriots starting quarterback Mac Jones. Let's not insult him this time, huh, Christian?
When anyone does try to, like, offer up a comparison, and if they use Tom Brady, I would just walk away from the interview right then and there. There is no comparison, right? I mean, if we're being honest.
If the Red Sox put on a clinic in fielding and holding leads, I'd want my money back.
Verdugo retreating, puts the glove up to shield the sun, and he drops the ball.
It's Lou.
We'll discuss that next on Mallory and Fourier.
It's Christian.
The report was from Sham Sharina every single day.
On WEEI.
All right, welcome, Maloney and Fourier, fourth and final hour. Coming at you, Ben Volen joined us from 3 to 5. We hit a lot of the Patriots early on. We talked to Mac Jones earlier in the show at 2:30. You will hear that at 5:10. We'll replay that interview. But Bill Belichick, he joined the morning guys. He joined
and girls.
And girls, Greg, Wiggy, and Courtney. Who, by the way, I think Courtney's the best interviewer on that entire show.
Like, agreed. You're saying it's not Jermaine Wiggins?
It's definitely not Wiggy.
No.
Wiggy talks for about 4 minutes and then asks a question. But you could tell she just gets to the point. She's done it before. She's polished. She's a good interviewer, I think.
No, I think eventually she's going to have to take the short straw and eventually ask the tough questions. I think Curtis is going to wear out his welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy, I'm not sure he's willing to go there. And Greg, well, I guess Greg could do it, but he'll just blame it on a texter.
So I'm just going to let the question breathe a little bit because this was Courtney. Just short, concise, beautiful.
Bill, when it comes to Mac, as a coach looking at the quarterback position, what do you think is the hardest thing to master going from college to the NFL?
No, just the volume, just the whole volume of what you have to deal with. Number of different coverages, different blitzes, different looks, and just, you know, I would say then the difference in the passing game, which, you know, Alabama had a more of a pro style passing game than most colleges, but the college passing game, generally speaking, isn't very similar to the pro passing game.
So when I hear that, I think of like the offensive side of the ball, but isn't it, and you tell me, I don't know, defensively, like what teams in the NFL do to you defensively as far as different looks, what they're capable of, the speed, the power, the, you know, blitzes coming from all different areas because you've got better athletes on the field. Because he's talking more about the pro passing game, and Alabama had one or close to it. But isn't it more about, like he's talking about volume defensively, your reads, what they're capable of?
Yeah, and also just the fact that, okay, so you've been indoctrinated into the NFL. You've had some joint practices with two different teams, and they've shown you a bunch of stuff, but you've seen it once, and you've repped it a couple times, but nowhere near the amount of times to really be comfortable with it. And then you in the preseason games, they didn't show you anything. How many times did you see crazy blitzes, zone reads, all that stuff? None of that stuff. It's the end of it. Most teams just played it straight. And I think they're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. I would.
Yeah.
Like, I keep hearing about how smart you are. Everyone tells me how smart you are. Well, okay, time to prove it.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to actually, you know, earn it. And that's what he's talking about. I think the volume is one, the different looks, and the volume of plays that he's going to be responsible for. He's responsible for everything. Like, if he has an issue, if he has a problem, who is he turning to for help? Like, who's out there that could, like, guide him,
Brian
help
Hoyer.
Him out. No, who's actually on the field. Who's on the field?
Josh McDaniels took about 15 seconds.
Well, okay, because then the headset will go out, and then he'll have to figure it out. But I'm saying, okay, so who's going to help him? Everybody else is young.
James White.
He can't get any. David Andrews on a mic call may help him because, listen, you're seeing it wrong. Okay, but David Andrews can only see so much because he's in a three-point stance.
All right, so to that point, Wiggy actually followed up. We don't have time to play the question.
Nope.
The show's over at 6. But one thing we know about Bill Belichick is that he's had a lot of success against rookie quarterbacks. And he just has in his career. So Wiggy asked him, you know, how can he help, you know, how can he help Mac Jones in his first start as a rookie?
You know, as a player, the worst situation is to go out there and have something happen that you've never even seen before, you know, and then you just have no idea what to do or how to react to it or you know, what you should do in that situation.
See, I think this is probably the biggest benefit in, you know, just Bill. I've always felt that, you know, even when they brought in Cam Newton, I always felt like Bill looked at, like, running quarterbacks and said, okay, you know, they could be a pain in the ass. You know, we can't do this against them. We can't do this against them. We got to try to contain them. We can't go after them. We got to worry about this. We got to worry about that. And one of the reasons why Cam came in, I think they were intrigued, was he's like, he knows how difficult it is to go up against that kind of guy. And I think this is the flip side of it. He knows how successful he can be against rookie quarterbacks. He knows what he likes to do against rookie quarterbacks. And he could look at Mac Jones and say, I'm just telling you right now, if I played you on Sunday, this is what I'd be doing to you. Which I think is very helpful because the guy on the other side of the field, Brian Flores, knows exactly what Bill Belichick would do to rookie quarterbacks and how to attack him.
Well,
correct?
See, my thing
with
is, yeah,
time
no,
here.
No, what, easy. Where do you think Brian Flores learned it from? He's been here forever. He was like an assistant doing assistant doing assistant when I played here. He worked his way up. But I will say this, like a good indication of how things are going, just look at the first half, is how many timeouts do they have? Is Mac Jones having to burn timeouts because he doesn't have a clue what's going on? He doesn't want to, you know, hike the ball because he's fearful that he's going to make the situation worse, or he's going to lose yardage, or he's going to throw an interception, or nobody's on the same page. That's the first sign of how equipped he is to kind of, you know, figure things out. Because that's it. You just have to. Are you able to figure it out now? If every single person that we've heard from, every single person that we have talked to, all his former teammates, analysts, guys on the Dolphins, the first thing they say is when they're asked, hey, what do you see on Mac Jones? They talk about how smart he is.
Yeah.
They talk about how, I mean, okay, so you should be able to identify it. And that's what Bill is talking about. Yes. Okay, now listen, they're going to be right. Like, Brian Flores is going to catch him. Like, that's, count on that.
No, I'm just saying, so Bill, on film, probably just in practice, he's looking at his defense, you know, a veteran-type defense, a guy like Hightower, and they're making calls that they called against a rookie last year. And all of a sudden, Mac shows up on the field, and there's one guy down over the center. And everyone else is just walking around. Yeah, you know what I mean? And
no,
it's sort of like,
yeah,
okay, what are you going to do, Mac? Because if you don't think Brian Flores is going to do this to you and try to confuse you, you're wrong. What are you going to do? You know, so you got to think he's preparing him for everything that he would do.
See, and that's why it's like, so as soon as you say that, I say, okay, check to an obvious play, a call it and run a pass play, a slant play, something easy. But then they've goaded you into throwing that pass. And as a defense, now listen, they got a lot of good corners. When you look at the Miami Dolphins,
yeah,
and all the corners
they're
that they
good
have,
football team,
Xavien Howard, Eric Rowe, Jason McCourty, Eric Rowe played for the Patriots. Jason McCourty obviously played for the Patriots. Byron Jones, good cornerback, high draft pick, played for the Cowboys. So they got guys, you know, that can sit there and run and play. Jerome Baker is a versatile, be anywhere, go anywhere type of defender. Someone that Brian Flores is going to love. So the key is, it's just, can you just minimize the damage? Like, can you just not be a dumpster fire? And now, dumpster fires are interception for a touchdown, fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Third inning at Fenway Park last night.
Exactly.
Fourth inning, yeah.
Exactly. How many errors do you want? What's an acceptable amount of errors for a quarterback?
So you wouldn't be surprised, because I sort of expect this, and I think it's almost the right play. It's like his, you know, first game going up against the Dolphins, Flores is going to try to confuse him. It's going to be a lot of timeouts. Like, it wouldn't shock me
key.
One bit.
How many?
But wouldn't you rather see him call timeout in that, even the first, second drive, and you say, rookie quarterback. Yeah, exactly. Rookie quarterback calling a timeout instead of going into a play, not knowing what to do, and it being a turnover going the other
way.
We
saw Cam Newton burn a timeout in a preseason game when the front didn't move. They were stationary. They were static. Nobody was moving. Nobody was. The line wasn't shifting. The backers weren't cheating up and then running out. There was no strong safety cheating backside. Nothing. So he probably had a check with me run play and couldn't figure out which side the ball was what side the ball was supposed to be run to based on the defensive alignment. Like that to me, that's what usually that means. If the secondary and nobody's moving, where's the three technique? Where's the one eye?
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Mac Jones, today is a Patriot Monday. Just happens to be on a Tuesday, and every Tuesday we talk to the starting quarterback, and that would be Mac Jones. So this was our interview from earlier today. Time now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. The interview is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. With that, we go to the Harbor One hotline, and we bring in Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. Mac, how are you? I guess congratulations are in order.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. So let me ask you, it seems pretty obvious, right? But who do you get the word from? Is it Bill Belichick? Does he call you in? Does Josh talk to you? Who told you that you'd be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of just with the team meeting and stuff. And obviously there's a lot of guys that, you know, they have to get rid of and stuff. And it's a tough day for everybody. So just to, you know, be in that room and just be where I'm at right now as a rookie, just to hear that. It's hard for everybody because, you know, there's a lot of teammates on that day that had got let go. But and looking forward, it is a great opportunity. And it's something that I've always wanted to do is be an NFL starting quarterback. But like I said, it doesn't really, you know, mean much. The label is the label, but you got to go out and produce. And that's just kind of what it comes down to.
So it was in a team setting type of thing, but was there any private conversations like afterwards, more in-depth type thing?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's what you can assume, and that's kind of how it goes. You just want to be on the same page with all the coaches and everything, and they did a good job explaining the entire situation. And, you know, a lot of that's private, so it's between me and coach and all that, so. Obviously, you have to have that conversation, and it was good. And, you know, I told him that it was obviously, you know, it's a great pleasure to be named the quarterback. But at the same time, I feel like we have a lot of work to do, and we do. And we're just going to work every day and just kind of stack the days together.
Were you surprised?
Not really. I mean, like I always say, I prepare to be the starter. And, like, every day you come in and, I got a chance to get a lot of reps, so nothing really changes. Just trying to be a good teammate, trying to learn the plays every day, and fix what I messed up on, and listen to Josh and all the guys in the quarterback room, and just take the advice like I always have since I've been here. And like I said, nothing really changes, so it's exciting. Yeah.
Well, so listen, you're downplaying it, I know, because
it's, yeah,
but this is a big deal. Like, listen, because I remember, like, when I finally became a starter in the league, and I remember the first person I called. Who was the first person you called when you found out you were going to be the starter of the New England Patriots opening day?
I really didn't use my phone, so until I went home, I just called my parents, and, you know, talked to them. And they were obviously excited, and they said the same thing. They said, it's really exciting, and you're going to do great, and just keep doing what you're doing. And they've been supportive all the way through, and all my teammates, my new teammates here, have been very supportive. So, and obviously, yeah, my family, my girlfriend, so, they were excited for me, but they just said, keep working, because it's a cool title and all, but you just got to keep doing what I'm doing. Things will play out how they're supposed to play out.
Talking to Patriots quarterback Mac Jones, and you know, Mac, a lot of people, media, fans, whatever, they sort of look at that last week, that 3 days you had to prepare for that Giants joint practice when it was just you, and that Wednesday was almost like the day you won that job. Like, is there a moment for you, or was it just coming out of that day you just felt really good?
Yeah, I think that was good just to, you know, get the extra reps and stuff, but I didn't change my mindset or anything like that, and obviously, you know, I got a lot of reps and I felt like I did some good things and did some things that I could work on, but the moral of the story is just try to keep improving. And, that's what I'm just going to try and always do, is just improve on practice days, whether it was a joint practice or not, or whatever the circumstances, just get better each day. And, yeah, I think my teammates did a good job of just playing, doing what they're supposed to do on all the practices. And then, whoever's in there at quarterback, we play to the standard, and I'm trying to get there. And I think, you know, there's growth every day, and I think we're making a lot of steps in the right direction.
Did were you able to have a conversation with Cam Newton upon his release? You guys, did he, you know, offer any words of encouragement or any advice?
Yeah, I think just with him, obviously he was a really good mentor to me, and I know we'll stay in touch. And you know, ever since I came here, he knew that I was here to help him, and he was here to help me. So I never felt like we were butting heads or anything like that. And obviously, Cam's a great guy. And he's a great player, and hopefully he lands somewhere and gets a chance. But I definitely learned a lot from him, and I'm excited just to keep learning from from Brian and everybody in the quarterback room, because they've helped me a lot. And I think that's something that's unique about here, is just everybody's in it together. It's not just a one-man show. And yeah, so I'm just going to keep learning from whoever I can learn from and be a sponge.
Talking to Mac Jones here in the Harbor One Hotline. And Mac, you know, one of the things we always talk about Bill Belichick, right, is over these years, last 21 years, especially here in New England, how much success he has had going up against rookie quarterbacks. So I'm curious, like, that knowledge that he has going up, like, how he would attack them. Has he sort of passed that along to kind of give you some advice on how teams might do the same to you, just given that he's had success, to kind of pass on what he would do?
Yeah, I think he obviously, like you said, has coached for a really long time, and I just want to take any pointers or tips that he has. Obviously, he's the defensive background, so if I ever have a question, I always ask him or whoever I can ask just to get the information. And I mean, in terms of advice, he just tells me to just, you know, focus on what I need to do and kind of just block out everything. And that's what I'm going to do this week. And we just got to keep getting better. So that's kind of his philosophy, is just do your job and everything will play out how it's supposed to. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to focus on, is just how can I execute the play, whatever it is, hand the ball off, throw it, run it. So that's just what it comes down to. And yeah, so I'm going to improve on that and keep working on that.
So, you know, there's a lot of talk. Everyone that I hear now is talking about how smart you are. I'm just curious, do you remember what you got on the Wonderlic test at the NFL draft? Did you score really high on that?
I have no idea.
Do you remember even taking the test?
Yeah, I took it, but when we took it, I took it in college and we didn't get to take it again, but I wanted to take it again because I prepared really hard for it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm smart, but it's more than just studying and trying to, yeah.
Learn. Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. So, like, how do you, like, what's your learning process? I mean, some guys, I remember Doug Flutie, they had nothing but, you know, 3x5 cards, had all the plays on 3x5 cards when he came to New England to learn the offense. You know, other guys, you know, are just use a different, you know, they just want to just replaying it over and over in their head. What is, like, what have you found that has helped you retain all the information? Because there's a lot there.
Yeah, I think just, it's just consistency. So I kind of found stuff that works for me. And I've learned from a lot of older guys on the team, just, hey, how did you do this? Like, how did you learn all these plays? And it takes a little bit of time, but I put a lot of time in it when I first got here. And obviously, every day I stick to my schedule and I just try and break it down and watch film, but also focus on the things that we want to do. And a lot of times I'm very visual, so it definitely helps. Some people obviously are visual or they learn different ways, but for me, I'm just always been a very visual learner, and that helps to see it, whether it's drawing it or walking through it or doing it. So
have you recruited your girlfriend to help you with the plays? Like, does she test you at all?
Yeah, she actually does. She does a good job.
So what happens when you get one wrong? Do you get, like, a, you know, demerit?
Yeah, I mean, most of the times we just walk through them in the yard, and then, yeah, she helps me a lot. So
wait, so you're walking through the plays in the yard?
You do walkthroughs?
Do you have neighbors?
Yeah, yeah, we do walkthroughs.
Now, do you crew people in the neighborhood, yeah, or is it just the two of you? Do you need, like, you know, wide receiver to bring some 12-year-olds over to have them run some routes? Or
no, I mean, there are kids in the neighborhood, but and there's other people, but I just kind of do it with her and throw into a net. So
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mac, I want to bring you back real quick. Just, I know you probably talked about it before, but just drafting. I know it's a long time ago, but there's a lot of talk about you maybe going 3 with San Fran. I mean, did you feel like you were going there? Did you have any idea going into that night as far as you wouldn't get past New England? Or what was that like for you going through that? What did you know going into it?
Yeah, I think just for me, just kind of in college and my whole career so far and stuff is just all about patience. And I really didn't know, to be honest. I interviewed with a lot of people and stuff, and obviously interviewed with the Patriots, and I really didn't know. So I knew a lot of teams needed quarterbacks, but I mean, that's out of my control. I don't get to pick myself. So I'm just really glad that I did end up here because the system and the coaches and support staff is very similar to kind of what I'm used to, obviously, but also just learning the new ways around here. Everything comes from hard work, and I'm doing the right things every day. So I, you know, I really am happy to be here, and it's going to be great. And draft night was definitely cool just to be able to do it, first of all, in person in the middle of COVID was cool. And obviously with my spending it with my family was awesome. And seeing all my teammates from college get picked was really cool too. So I really, it was a great day. And I think it just goes back to patience, doing what, you know, it's kind of already planned out and just being ready for whatever opportunity.
All right, so we're talking to Mac Jones on the Harbor One Hotline, starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. So, Mac, playing against your old, I guess you guys got recruited the same year, right? You and Tua Tagovailoa, right? You guys recruited the same year. Jalen Hurts was already there, right?
Yeah, it was me and Tua came in the same year, yep.
Now, have you guys spoken at all since camp has started and, you know, you were named the starter?
No, we haven't, but we've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
I know. He doesn't really go on his phone that much. I don't really go on my phone that much. So I guess we'll have to talk when we see each other. But Tua is an awesome guy. He's really, really a good, talented football player. And just learning from him, from Jalen, was great, obviously. And now that we're all getting a chance here in the NFL, I think it'll be cool to go up against each other.
Do you, were you able to, you know, I guess, watch anything that he did while you were there and take any – I guess, coaching points from it as far as what to do, what not to do, as far as how his rookie year went? I know, different situation. He didn't start the first game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I always watch, you know, a lot of the rookies from last year just to see, you know, how they did and stuff. And I just like to watch tape in general. But I think Tua, obviously, you know, coming off the injury, that can't be easy. And, you know, being there with him when he was going through rehab, that was obviously hard on the Alabama, that injury he had. So I think, you know, he's obviously made a lot of improvements. I'm sure he feels more comfortable, and he's always had talent, and he always will have talent, and he works hard and does all the right things. So I think he was just, like I said, a good person to watch, whether it was just seeing him make the plays that I know he can make, running around and doing all that stuff and making those off-script plays. It's just good to watch, to see him back at full health.
So we're talking to Mac Jones here, quarterback of the New England Patriots. So, Mac, one thing I'm curious about is, like, when you're not at Gillette, right, trying to be the best quarterback you can be, what does Mac Jones do?
Honestly, just hang out with my family, go out to eat, you know, whenever I'm allowed to go out to eat and kind of have a little cheat day there. do that. Then just play with my – we got a new puppy, so I like to play with my new puppy.
Okay.
What kind of puppy did you get?
It's a Maltipoo. Her name's Rose.
Their name's Rose.
Rose.
Yeah.
What is it? Maltipoo?
Yeah, Maltipoo.
So who got the name the dog? Because I know when one time Bill Belichick got a new dog, and
Matt, you had no chance.
Yeah, no.
She named it.
Who named the dog?
Definitely my girlfriend.
Okay.
But I do like the name. It's a cool name.
Okay. So let me see here. Yeah. So we're first time. All right. So I got the quarterback question of the week for you, Mac. All right. And this is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. So I saw some clips of your former teammate, Raekwon Davis, who plays for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, they were asking him, like, hey, what do you see in Mac Jones? And he said, you know, really smart. And he said that he thinks, meaning you, that you're the Joker. And they asked him to continue, and he said, not that you're like a jokester, but you're like the character, the Joker, from the Batman movies. Now, I was secretly kind of excited because that guy's kind of crazy, you know, and he's pretty productive. I mean, can you explain that to us at all based on what your former teammate said?
Yeah, I mean, that was just a a nickname that I got from my laugh. But I guess just when Raekwon was there, everyone called me the Joker.
Well, what were you doing for them to call you the Joker?
A lot of it stemmed from my laugh. Like, I laugh with my mouth open or whatever. my buddy Richie gave it to me, and then they kind of blew it out of proportion. But, I mean, it's fun in games, I guess.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're not diabolical, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, Mac, listen, thanks a lot for joining us. Looking forward to talking to you on a weekly basis. Good luck Sunday against the Miami Dolphins.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. He's Mac Jones, starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. The Joker, huh? Yeah. Real quick, the conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. All right, it was a Patriots Monday here on a Tuesday. That's why Mac Jones joined us early. That was our interview with him. You can hear him every single Monday following the games right here on Maloney and Fourier, WEEI 93.7. You can hear that every Monday about 2:30, I think, each and every Monday. You don't want to miss that. All right, listen, we got when we come back, Rob Ninkovich threw a little detail out about this relationship between Cam Newton and Mac Jones. I don't think you're going to want to miss it. It's Maloney and Fourier. We talk about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is here on a Tuesday. It's still a Patriots Monday, though. That's why we talked to Mac Jones. Bill Belichick was on this morning with Greg Hill, like he is every single
packed
Monday.
House.
It was a packed house.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Fun. Yeah, it was good talking to him. He's now the starter of the New England Patriots. But you sort of noticed like a theme kind of developing when it came to Mac Jones.
Yeah, I noticed that this morning when I was just doing my own show prep and, you know, looking at a bunch of press conferences from down in Miami. And that's why I asked Mac about his Wonderlic test. Like, what did he get on his Wonderlic? And the highest quarterback was 48. And he said that he took the test in college, and we found that he got like a 25. Which
might be an erroneous number.
I don't think it's the right number because he said he never took it. He never took the Wonderlic test for the NFL, so that number would never be published. Alabama wouldn't do that. So I just thought this was funny. I get it. He's smart. But they're really driving this home. Every single person that I hear talk about Mac Jones, the first thing they talk about is how smart he is. For example, today I hear linebacker from Miami, Jerome Baker, when he was asked about what he saw in Mac Jones, here's what he said.
He's smart. He's not like your typical rookie quarterback coming in and just making mistakes. He's smart. He's a Patriots guy, I guess you'd say.
Okay, so that was one Miami linebacker. Yeah, typical, you know, Patriot guy. He's smart. He's a quarterback and he's smart. How about his former teammate, Raekwon Davis?
Smart guy. Smart guy. You know, I love playing with him at Bama, man. He's a funny kid.
Okay, so can he really be that smart? Like, how do we know he's that smart? Well, how do we know that that out of everything else that he does, the one thing that stands out to everybody, now everybody's saying it now because of what, three preseason games? Did they not think he was smart when he was at Alabama during the draft? He was the last quarterback taken, the fifth quarterback taken, right, in this draft. The last one. Everybody else, I guess, had better intangibles, had better skill set. They were smarter than him.
Let me ask you a question. So you were at Colorado, right? You played with a lot of guys that played in the league. Did you ever play with a guy in the league that at Colorado, he said, yeah, smart football player, man. He just sort of picks it up, whether it's a quarterback, a running back, defensive player, like smart guy that when he got to the league – couldn't figure it out. Like, I think they're just basing it off of, like, his teammates basing off of what they saw at Alabama. maybe in Alabama that's sitting there saying, yeah, the guy picked everything up. He picked this up. He picked this up. He's a smart guy. So I think that's, has he proved in the NFL? No, but early in his career, I think in his past, they've been sort of sitting there saying, yeah, the guy figured it out. So you had to play with some smart people in Colorado. Not just, that you guys are very smart, period, down
no,
there.
No, that is true also. But the nature of the position, I guess how I'm going to value, how I'm going to figure out if a guy is smart or not is how much I can actually, how many different things we can run. Cordell Stewart was my quarterback. Smart guy. I mean, I never saw his test scores. All I know was that we were never in an issue. He figured everything out. He knew exactly what was going on. I don't know what his Wonder League test is, but I don't remember anyone saying openly, repeatedly, how smart he is. That's the Zach Wilson, they're not talking about how smart he is. Justin Fields, they're not talking about how smart he is.
Smart guy.
Same with Trey Lance.
Smart guy.
Mac Jones, is it because he's unathletic? Is he like... is he one of those white guards where they, instead of talking about how athletic he is, they talk about how smart he is?
He's smart.
And it I don't know. It's just random. It's random to me, and it's every single person is saying it. And I'm like, this guy's not done anything really to determine whether or not he can even handle the volume that Bill is even talking about.
Well, how about a guy like Rob Ninkovich when he started talking about how smart this guy is? So it's played out in college. Well, over the weekend, he's on a podcast. Does this sort of make him smart, what Ninkovich said about him?
From what I gained, no, inside sources in the actual building, from everything that I understand now, Mac was basically helping Cam learn the playbook. Mac was having less MEs, mental errors, that's what an ME is in football, mental errors. He was having less mental errors in having a better understanding of the offense. We didn't see Cam run any 2-minute. We didn't see him run any no huddle.
He was the first team.
You have to run no huddle. That's vital.
So helping Mac understand the playbook. So a rookie comes in. Now, I don't know if it speaks highly of Mac or poorly of Cam, but a rookie comes in, and according to Rob Ninkovich, they're going over the playbook. They're going over different scenarios, different looks, and he's the one that's helping Cam understand it better.
It speaks worse about Cam. To me, that's code for he's dumb. Because if the rookie quarterback is helping the vet, then the vet is stupid. And the rookie, because that's how dumb he really is. You're so dumb. How dumb is he? You're so dumb that a rookie is teaching you the plays that you had already had a full season learning. You went through a whole season. Not much, let me tell you, not much changes with this offense. The new plays come when you play against a new opponent. That's when new plays are installed. But ultimately, you're taking the same plays and you're just dressing them up. You're going to add a motion. You're going to add a different personnel grouping. But the route progressions are going to be the same, just done by different players. You're reading it the same. So I don't know. See, I don't think that Rob would go out on some podcast and be willing to spill the tea from some information he got from one of his buddies that are still inside the building.
Right.
That said, oh my God, dude, you won't believe this. Oh, I can just see a Rob. Hey, I heard he's dumb. Oh my God, he's so dumb. Mac is actually teaching Cam.
And by the way, don't say this.
And don't publicly tell anybody.
Don't say this publicly, Rob. Thanks. Appreciate
so
it.
So the guy must have gave him the green light. Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Right.
Because I don't think Rob would. I don't think it's he like would anything just else, throw it out
when,
there.
You know, you hear some stuff about some guys, and all of a sudden when they leave town, all of a sudden now it comes out more. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Rob Ninkovich isn't the only one here this week that comes out and says, yeah, I heard that, you know, Cam Newton was still having some issues. But you came out earlier and said there's some people, you know, around the team that felt like he had a better grasp of
yes,
the offense.
Yes, 100%.
A better grasp of no grasp. Better grasp of not knowing
he
it
was
at all last year, maybe.
In his playbook, he was constantly repping it, that he had a better grasp for it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's understood, though. That's common sense. Of course he's going to understand it better. At least he would hope he would.
Well, the question is, what's the starting point for Cam Newton? Like last year, if there wasn't a grasp, now it's like, well, he understands it better. Okay, does he understand it better than Mac Jones? He's only been there for a few months.
Here's why it smells bad to me. Because at any position, everybody's helping everybody. Everybody's going over route progressions. Everybody's talking about what they saw and what you should do and try this. Everybody's helping everybody, unless you have an axe to grind and you don't want the other person to be successful at all. But I just wonder, what is this? Why the need to kind of take shots at them? To me, whoever said that, basically, in my opinion, is calling him stupid.
Yeah.
Cam's so stupid that Mac Jones, a rookie,
knows
had
the
to
book
teach
better.
Him, had
knows
to the teach him what him. To do. Not Josh yeah. McDaniels, the rookie. I don't know. That smells a little bit weird to me.
All right, let's go to the calls. I want to go to David, who's in the car. David, go ahead. You're on with Lou and Christian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So before I comment on what I called, which is Cam, I just want to say, how can you not love this kid more than if you didn't love him before? He's on first interview as the quarterback of the Patriots, and he's talking about, how sincere is he talking about that he's doing walkthroughs with his girlfriend? It goes to show you how much this guy is into the game, and that's exactly what somebody like him, you're going to love him. You're going to put your trust on him because this guy, with his girlfriend doing walkthroughs, I mean, you can't beat that. Now, on Cam's situation, what Rob Ninkovich said, I for one believe, and I've always said this, Cam had the physicality that you need, like a lot of football players do. But you also, like Randy Moss is one of those guys who had the physicality and had the mental part behind. He had the brains. He had. I always felt that Cam didn't have it. And I honestly believe, Lou, you made a comment at the beginning of the show. I was listening. And you said how Belichick doesn't praise Cam like he's praised some of these other guys. And I believe the reason is because it came from up above. It's like, wait a minute. This guy, it's his second year as a quarterback. And if this is true that a rookie is teaching him the playbook, we can't have any of this. We got to move on from this guy. And I don't think Bill really wanted to, but he was left with no choice. It's my opinion, my view. That's what I think.
Okay. All right, Dave. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Do you believe him? Do you believe Ninkovich? I feel like he needs to be on at some point in time to explain himself, and then we can play the funky background music that he was using at the same time also.
I do believe him. I believe him.
Do you think he exaggerated a tad bit?
No, I don't think he did. I think this is maybe the guy that told him the story did. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe the guy that told him the story, because we heard before, too, that this guy's people in that building that want Mac Jones. They're intrigued by Mac Jones, you know, being the starting quarterback. So there's obviously people inside that building, whether it's coaches or whoever, scouts, whatever, that really were on Mac Jones' side. As we said before, you can almost see the media, too, right? Like, you know, you can look at one practice and one guy's like Cam was better. Yeah. Another guy says Mac was better. Another guy says they were both the same. So you can sort of tell who was in Mac camp, who was in Cam camp. So I think that obviously the guy talking to Rob Ninkovich was obviously in a Mac Jones camp, praising Mac Jones and crapping on a guy like Cam Newton for not understanding the playbook. To the point, Rob, you won't believe this, but there were moments where this kid was actually showing him what certain things in that play, teaching him the playbook. Like, that's how bad it was.
And so what was
that
Brian?
Shocked
so
me.
What was wouldn't shouldn't Brian Hoyer? Now, if you said Brian Hoyer was doing that, I'd say okay, I get it.
Me too.
Mac Jones though. I feel like it's a group thing and, hey, I was going to throw it over here, but you know what? You missed the alignment of the safety. You read it wrong. I saw it this way. That's actually cover two, not a cover three. They rolled to cover four, that whole thing. That, to me, there isn't a worse indictment on his intelligence than that commentary by Rob Ninkovich. That's like the worst thing. I feel like that's a parting shot. Yeah. Hey, good luck in the future.
All right.
We all think you're stupid. Speaking
of Cam Newton, so Bill Belichick was on with the morning guys. Jermaine Wiggins, I'm going to try to squeeze this in because we get off the air at 6 o'clock. I want to try to squeeze in the questions, but where this question started, and just it was a real simple answer at the end, but this was Wiggy's question about Cam.
Bill, I've been a fan of this team for a long time. I think I remember 1985, my mother bought me a T-shirt that said Squish the Fish. It was the AFC Championship game. So I've seen a lot of players. I seen a lot of players come and go, and then it was the Bury the Bears sweatshirt, and we know how that turned out. One guy that I was, I was a huge fan of, and I thought he was going to have a real opportunity again this year to get another chance at it, and he got cut, was Cam Newton. How difficult was it to make that decision to move on from him? You see players come and go, but specifically him, right, for there. Me as a fan, I always latch on to one guy. How difficult was that for you as a coach to make that decision?
God. I mean, I don't know where he was going with the fish. And when I was growing up as a kid, yeah. I had Bury the Bears and Squish the Fish. And when it was just how difficult was it to cut Cam Newton, right?
So I seen a lot of players.
There you go. Yeah, we've been there before. But anyways, this was Bill Belichick's response.
You know, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them. But I have nothing but positive thoughts and feelings for Cam. You know, he came in here, he worked hard, he gave us everything he had. And right now, our future is going to be Mac at quarterback. And so that's where we're going to go.
That was it. It's always difficult to cut a guy. Could have said that about anybody.
Your farewell, thank you for the effort.
But are you surprised by that? Because he could have whatever. He gave us everything we had. You could just take Cam Newton's name out and put in who's just cut. Who's the kid that drafted seventh?
Oh, Trey Nixon.
Trey Nixon. Couldn't you just put Trey Nixon's there? Well, he gave us everything we got. We really appreciated his work.
It's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them, but...
No, could have been any name.
But
you're not surprised that there was more, wasn't more for Cam Newton? This is a guy that he stuck with. I don't know. You tell
why
me.
Why should there be
he
more?
He stuck with him all year last year. You know, he didn't play well. He brought him back early before offseason for free agency even started. Named this guy the starter. Always prayed him about the energy. Always praised him about his consistency. And when he leaves, he treats him just like anybody else he cut. Just appreciate the hard work.
What's the difference between Cam Newton and everything that went on for 20 years with Tom Brady?
I just felt like he treated this guy differently from day one. I felt like he just treated him differently from day one. Like he just praised him. He hyped him up. And we'd be talking about a bad game, and he's just like, well, he threw for 300 yards last game. Like just some of the inconsistencies of just what I'm used to of Bill Belichick last year when we tried to talk about this player was he was always reminding you the picking out a game that he played well a week ago or 2 weeks ago or how the first half went. Like he was defending him constantly, hyping him up, building him up. And when he leaves, he just treats him like he's just nobody else. Well, I appreciate the hard work, but we're moving on.
Thanks for the effort. Pat him on the butt. Effort. That's it. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. But yeah, I don't – talking to Ben, I'm like, this is everybody.
All right.
And welcome to the league.
All right, listen. 1985, my mother bought me a T-shirt.
Bury the Bears, whatever it is. Even know. So coaches in the NFL don't often give great quotes with the media. But the college game? Oh, boy, that's another story. That's coming up next as we wrap it up with Last Call on Merloni and Fourier.
Now more of the guys, Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, Last Call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. By the way, this hour of Merloni and Fourier is brought to you by Window World of Boston. You can give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WIN. Well, check them out online at windowworldofboston.com. All right, sports world, under 40 years old. You learned who John McKay was last night, thanks to Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly, when he said he's in favor of execution, right? Apparently, yes. This is an old quote from John McKay.
That he butchered.
So we dug up some old audio of McKay, apparently just a quote machine back in his coaching days.
I've seen bad football games. It's the worst I've ever seen.
What?
I never saw such a little life on a football team in my life.
You can't stop a pass or a run. Otherwise, we're in great shape. Hey, what's wrong with playing Mon in the game? He tackles. Huh? We got all these old pros. Nobody tackles. We're trying to get the ball to keep it about a week. How the hell are you going to get knocked back? Well, these guys are almost gutless. Man, the ones that aren't that are brainless.
He's got had to scramble out of there quite a lot of sacks.
Well, we didn't block him, but we made up for it by not tackling.
Put down. I'll change this drill. Okay. This looks like a fire drill. In a third grade school. You're going to run the curl. You're going to hustle. It's all right. You had a catcher's mitt, you'd have caught it.
We will attempt to come back next Sunday in Tampa Stadium in front of our own crowd. We've now proven we can't play on the road or in front of our own crowd. So we would like to have a neutral site.
That guy's fantastic.
Wait a second. Hold on. Just for the record, this is before the whole expansion rule where they gave you the first couple picks, you can take players from other teams. No, they had to go out, the Tampa Bay Bucks, and just create a team. Hire a bunch of players that weren't in the league. No wonder they sucked.
We can't play on the road or in front of our own crowd. So we would like to have a neutral site.
That's fantastic.
That's the only way you get through it.
Oh, I love him. Speaking of quote machines, how about Mike Leach? We love Mike Leach. Mississippi State, that just completed the biggest comeback in school history. They won 35-34 over Louisiana Tech. And here's how he opened up his post-game TV interview on the road.
Well, Coach, congratulations. You just pulled the biggest comeback in school history, down by 20 in the fourth quarter. What sparked the turnaround?
Well, I didn't know it was the biggest comeback, so I'm glad we had it. But that's, I guess, about the best thing I can say about it. I think the biggest thing that sparked the turnaround they all say people make changes when they hit rock bottom, and I thought our group hit rock bottom. A few series prior to that, on offense and defense both, we tried to quit. The Red Sox coined the phrase, why not us? So in this case, I mean, nobody had a dental appointment, a study hall, so we decided we finally, after three quarters, decided we were finally going to just play football, do our job, but do the best we could. And, you know, it's kind of explosive on all sides of the ball when you do that.
What's that? Bringing up Kevin Millar. Why not us?
I know. How about that?
04 Sox.
Hey, we woke up. We just decided we were, you know, it's about time we started playing.
I basically said that we'd tried every way known to man to lose it. And just for fun, let's try something different.
I tell you what, Mike Leach in the pros would be
fabulous. Oh, he's fantastic,
fabulous.
By the way.
He would fantastic. Be fabulous. A give a crap level of zero. Zero.
He's like Pete Carroll and Bill Walton mixed.
Oh, he'd be fantastic.
Oh, I like that.
So that's going to do it for today. Now, tomorrow, is it our belief, because you know, sometimes it's a communication gap, but Rodney Harrison will join us tomorrow, I believe, at 4:30?
His very first appearance with us in this time slot, because he used to join you guys back in the day,
that's
right?
Right.
Midday,
that's
yeah,
right.
He used to correct. Do that, and he is fantastic. He is outstanding. So hopefully we get Rodney Harrison tomorrow, 4:30. He'll be a weekly guest every single Wednesday. So that's going to do it for us tonight. That's going to do it. We're going to see you guys tomorrow, too. Have a great night, everybody.
Sox and Rays. Pre-game 6:10. First pitch 7:10.
On your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball.
WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.